Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Life is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Here's a chance for Thompson. Tried to whip it to the net. Fights off a check. Thompson drops it back in the slot. Samuelson scores! Matias Samuelson in overtime! And the Sabres storm back in the Motor City to win it 5-4.
Sabres do pretty well here to get that puck into the zone and see what they do here with this setup as Rosane works it in front. Nice move, scores! Right on the doorstep, Noah Osland puts Buffalo up 1-0. Here's Osland, scores! Near circle shot, and Osland whistles it towards the net. And the Sabres extend their lead on the Edmonton Oilers, now leading by a score of 4-1. Osland's got two.
10 goals over the last two games. The Sabres have won two in a row. They are tied with New Jersey for longest active win streak in the Eastern Conference, having won two in a row. It's that kind of league. It's all about just trying to accumulate points, and obviously there have been some big ups and downs along the way. But right now, they're sitting in a much better place after these consecutive wins in Detroit and last night here against Edmonton.
And if we start by the Detroit game Saturday, in halfway into the second period, like nearing down, like with 6-7 minutes left, you're thinking this is not going the right direction.
No.
Like they were being outplayed, dominated. You look at the charts, and it was all trending Detroit. And it's a simple goal, right? We talk about this all the time. Like, just get to the front of the net. Maybe it'll go off your pants. Maybe it'll find a way. But that play, that Dallin shot that went off of Josh Doan, made it 4-2, gave them a little belief that, oh, you know what, let's go win a third period. If you win a third period, you put yourself within a goal, and then maybe you can get one late, and we'll see what happens. Now, there were some changes made to the lineup in the third period on Saturday, and the lines were switched around. But there was such a push forward in that period. Such a, I'm going to make a difference type of period by Tage Thompson and Ryan McLeod and Alex Tuck and Dahlin and Bo Byram. And I'm looking down the list, and I'm like, all these players played some of their best hockey. Matias Samuelson, you know, was on the ice in overtime. Like, the confidence in his play now is different. So, and that really carried over to yesterday's game. From the get-go. Yeah, I know Zach Hyman had a good chance early on, but I felt like from the get-go, the Sabres were the better team, just carrying that kind of speed and tenacity over from the Detroit third period in overtime.
Well, how much of it is Dahlin?
A lot. Like, I'm looking at the numbers, and it's Dahlin has an impact offensively, but it's puck possession, puck control, and then that translate to some really significant defensive numbers that you see the difference when he's on and when he's not. And we've documented it over the last 2 years, 12 games he's not been a part of. The Sabres are 0-10-2. 2 points out of a possible 24. You know, that's a big impact. So you could say, oh, we're, you know, next man up mentality. There's certain players you cannot think of a next man up mentality. And Rasmus Dahlin is one of them. Like, it's impossible to replace.
So last night on home ice against an Edmonton team that's in the middle of a 7-game road trip, they did what to the Oilers, in your opinion?
Well, they got to the middle of the ice, and that was something we talked about in the pregame with Megan Chyka. She says the Oilers do not defend the slot well. And you look at Noah Osland. We're still good on the sound. I feel like I couldn't hear myself anymore. You look at Noah Osland and him attacking the slot after the faceoff loss. Like, he knew. Like, he's like, I'm not going to stay on the perimeter because I can take it to the middle. That's going to be open. I think everybody yesterday made their priority to say, I'm going to go to the middle and I'm going to attack the middle. And that's all about game planning and pre-scouting the other teams. Like, that was a significant change. And the shot attempts weren't, like, they were pretty much even. They were 65-63 for the Oilers. But when you look at the quality, the looks from the middle, the Sabres had the better in that game, the scoring chances. So, to me, that's a mindset. And they decided, we're going to go to the middle and we'll make a difference there.
So they have 10 goals over the two games with some wildly different combinations sprinkled throughout the two victories. Obviously, there is going to be a return to health, which we'll discuss with Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, who's going to join us in just a few minutes. But a common denominator, I don't even know which is right. A common denominator. I don't want to funnel it down to one person. A common denominator was the goaltender.
Yes.
In Colton Ellis. What are we looking at here now that he's 3-1 and playing more?
Well, you know, what are we looking at? If you're asking about the schedule tomorrow, Friday, Sunday, you know that I'm always wrong with these things because I have a goalie mindset of it, but I'm also not just looking at Colton Ellis. I'm looking at Alex Lyon. I'm looking at Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and saying, okay, there's three goalies. So it's a little bit more challenging to say, if you want all three to be involved, that's very challenging. If it was just two, I could say, okay, well, you know what? You probably could continue to ride the Colton Ellis wave and say, let's go into tomorrow against the Calgary Flames. And let's keep riding Colton Ellis, who was good, really good, in Utah despite the loss. Was great against Detroit in the early matchup of the year and has been following up with some consistency. Now he's played three games in less than a week. Like, you're getting to know him better. So I would say you give him one, and then you'd probably split the weekend. But the thing for me is that, well, there's a third goalie option here. And how do you all of a sudden make that third goalie fit the wheel? So,
Ty, I didn't have a twitch there. Your volume just
blasted me. No, my volume
popped.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I may be stepping on the wire.
I think
RJ
you are.
Style. Like,
I think you are. Yes.
I can't hear anything because I pulled the plug. But, I think you got to go back with Colton Ellis tomorrow. I think this is a very, very critical 4-game homestand.
Yeah.
You started with a win. You got to put your, I mean, I don't want to say all the eggs in that basket, but you got to go against Calgary tomorrow and get that win. And who knows, maybe, I know you want to win all of them, but if you were able to split the weekend after that, you're 3-1 on that 4-game homestand. Like, that would be a pretty significant step forward.
Yeah, I have no interest in splitting.
I know, you're not. And I don't want to either, but I'm just, you know, no coaches go in and say, oh, well, we could lose this game and win this other game.
I know, but why do people default and say, oh, well, we got 500 on the trip and it's fine? It's not fine. Try to win.
Well, it also, there's a situation like where, well, were you 4-0 in the four before that, and then you go 2-2, so you're still 6-2, right?
Like the Sabres are 5-4-4 in the last 13. right? So they have points in 9 of the last 13 games.
Yes. And
but so does just about everybody else in the conference. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, and the conference has been, like, kind of weird. Right now you're 4 points out of a playoff spot. And, you know, but again, like, the biggest thing about last night's win for me, like, the Detroit win was a really good comeback win. But last night is a regulation win where you were able to get an empty net goal, where you're able to control the play. That's what it is. Like, the Sabres are still very low in the NHL when you look at regulation wins. And that's usually a good parameter of where's your team at. But last night was that type of game that you got a regulation win and it makes a difference.
And for those keeping track, Buffalo has 2 empty netters this year, 1 from Yuri Kulik, 1 from Tage Thompson.
Yes.
Lindy Ruff and Colton Ellis on last night.
In control is a pretty good word. I think that he was able to sense a little bit of danger at times, and whether he broke the puck out or whether he just held it for a whistle, you know, there was times where he knew what we needed. And, you know, I said this morning that his puck play has been real good. I thought tonight was his puck play was excellent, and that tied into trying to keep their, you know, their top guys out of the middle of the ice.
Sticking to, you know, my routine and my process and, you know, the keys that give me success. And, you know, I put a lot of work in on, you know, creating my game and what that is. And I think no matter who you're facing, you can't kind of stray away from what makes you you as a goalie. So, you know, every night I just try to do that. Like, I just want to play games and give the team a chance to win. So, you know, whatever I can do to earn my ice, I'm going to do.
As promised, Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic is with us, and I'm not sure if you're hearing me, Matt, but...
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Well, it was what kind of weekend from a Sabre standpoint for you?
It was a season-saving.
I'm not hearing Matthew. I'm not...
No,
sure.
I got him. I did. Okay. Okay. Yeah, let me move the microphone a little bit forward, but I think you'll be good right there.
I think it was a bit of
it sound good
a,
now.
A season-saving type of weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the brink, you're desperate, and they acted like it in that third period against Detroit. They get that comeback, you know, with Dahlin back in the mix, and then they come back on Monday. You know, you're not going to win a lot of games when you fall down 4-1 like they did on Saturday against Detroit, but you're going to win a lot of games if you play like you did against Edmonton. You know, if that Sabres team shows up 80% of the time the rest of the way, they're in pretty good shape.
Even with nowhere close to their expected lineup?
Exactly. I mean, at this point, the way the young guys are playing, the injuries, I think, are becoming less of an excuse in the room, right? Because you're getting really good performances from Noah Osland, from Isak Rosén. Tyson Kozak is, you know, one of Lindy Ruff's most trusted defensive forwards right now. So, and Josh Dunn, too, I think has been a really good fit on the fourth line. So all of a sudden, these pieces are filling in to the point where not that they're going to box a Josh Norris out of the lineup,
but
they are, I think, lessening that excuse of injuries for this team.
Now, one of the big changes that we saw in the Colorado game is having Tage Thompson play back in the middle of the ice as a center. He was on the wing in Utah with McLeod in the middle. Then they swapped Thompson and McLeod. They actually made the change with Josh Doan playing on that line in the third period in Detroit and last night. And Tage had some pretty, I want to say, significant like quotes after that game, Colorado, saying, "I feel more like myself in the middle. I feel like I'm moving my feet better," and all that. And he responded in Detroit, and I thought he was really good last night. Do you think that this is like, unless Josh Norris was coming back, but, you know, this is still going to be a little bit of time where we can put the debate winger center for Tage Thompson. He's in the middle of the ice, and his significance there has been a positive for the Sabres?
I think so. I mean, if Tage Thompson's more comfortable there and he looks more comfortable, he's getting more shot attempts, he's creating a lot more chances. He needed to be jump-started a little bit, and I feel like this is doing it. It also really helps them balance out the lineup a little bit. Like you saw last night, you can move a few of those centers down the lineup and maybe spread out your scoring a little bit. It'll be interesting. I asked Lindy Ruff about it yesterday if there was anything different about Tage at center this time compared to the last time he was playing there. And the way he explained the decision is more so the guys who are out are the guys that make him good on the wing, right? The lefties, Benson, Kulik, and even Norris, I think, to an extent.
Yep.
are the guys that created a lot for Thompson on the wing, but now the optimal thing is to have him in the middle. It'll be fascinating to see what they do once everybody gets healthy. Is that still the best place to put him?
Yeah.
If it gets him, play him like that, I think it is.
Okay, so on that note, head coach Lindy Ruff on WGR earlier, as far as, you know, Tage, where he, you know, and but more like what it's going to look like when Josh Norris comes back.
Yeah, you know what, I don't even think we have to make a decision. I think short term here, just leave him in the middle. You know, if he's going as well as he's gone here the last two or three games, I think we've changed a little bit of structure, which has helped him. But out of necessity, putting him back in the middle, he has done a good job for us. Skating well. You know, I think when you go back and look at, you know, how successful he was on the right side, playing with, you know, two lefties with, you know, a left-handed centerman there for a long period with Kulik and then a left-handed winger with Benson, the puck a lot of times will work his way to the right side. I have no problem if he continues down this path, just leaving him there. When Norris comes back, he could assume the number two spot, and we'll make that. That's a great problem to have. I hope he continues playing the way he does, and we just leave him in the middle.
It's funny how you get to these points, because over the course of the summer, there was never a point where we said Tage was going to be the number one center and Norris number two. Like, it just never looked like that based on how last year ended, and Jiří was there, and you were hoping that Norris was going to be fully healthy.
Yeah, I give Lindy Ruff some credit for being flexible. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be easy. He's been pretty adamant about Tage Thompson being on the wing, and it worked better last season when he was on the wing, but things change. You know, like he mentioned, you make a few system tweaks and you adjust to what you have. And right now they don't have Benson. They don't have Kulik, those guys that Tage had that chemistry with. He's had some chemistry with Tuck in the past, so you try to work off of that on the top line. And look, if it gets him going in this way, skating-wise, I think that was the big thing before that, then, you know, I think it can work. And all of a sudden, you know, a week ago we were talking about the center spine of this team. You know, you had Greenway up top at one point playing center, and now you could have Thompson and Norris 1-2. That's a much better looking lineup.
You work with words, you know, obviously you write articles. You know, there's things that
bug us.
We don't, but there's things that bug us.
We just blabber.
You know, and like Lindy says, that's a great problem to have. I'm like, there's no such thing as having a great problem. It's the situation you have, and you try to manipulate whatnot. So I think it's funny. It's like, well, you know, Dahlin coming back. Like, he hasn't played. He missed three games. He hadn't played in a while. But he comes back, and you play him, you know, 24, 25 minutes a game. It's like, oh, that's a great problem to have. You got fresh legs, but maybe he's not in timing. What has Dahlin's impact been to you watching it, just with Samuelson and the rest of the defense corps?
I feel like the first thing is emotional. You know, like Rasmus Dahlin comes back and you can feel a different sense of belief in the group. When he's on the ice, it's pretty clear. Chris Knobloch mentioned yesterday before the game that one of the most dangerous things about the Sabres that you have to look out for is the way their defensemen get involved and push the play. And I think that really opened up a lot of things in the defensive zone. And that's Dahlin, but that's also Byram, Power, Samuelson even has really taken a step there. So I think, to your point earlier, that the puck possession and the way that he can really, you know, manipulate the game. I think he's got, 4 points in these two games since he's been back. You know, a couple of, you know, C&I shots from the point that got deflected in. He is their best player, but he's also emotionally such a driver for them. And you saw that, I think, with him returning on Saturday and just the way they feel as a group, you know, whether it's playing for him with what he's going through or just the fact that they have a little bit more belief because they're best players on the ice.
Okay, so they are still missing Benson, Norris, Danforth, Zucker, Kulik. We know Yuri's longer term.
Kesselring, too.
Talking specifically about forwards, but yes, all due respect to Michael Kesselring. regardless of what happens from the organization when these players are healthy, what would you do with the forward group based on what we've seen from those who have been contributing of late, i.e. Dunn, Roseanne, Ausland.
Yeah, those are guys that I would have a hard time sending down. You know, especially Ausland and Roseanne. I mean, Dunn just feels like a regular at this point,
yes.
You know, with the role that he has. He's so consistent with it. Same goes for Kozak, who I believe is kind of locked in at this point. And so then you have some decisions to make. If you want to find a way to keep Ausland and Roseanne up, then, you know, you're going to have to make room for a lot of players. You have the three-goalie problem, right? So
that's a roster spot. That's
a roster spot. To your point about good problems to have, not necessarily a good problem to have.
No, I mean,
that's not one that the goalies really like. Yeah, that is just a problem.
Not a good problem.
If they were all playing well, then I guess it could fall into that category, but still a roster problem. I think Mason Geertsen is the other domino that they probably need to decide on. He hasn't played for 7 or 8 games, I think, and when he is out there, he's been in a more limited role as far as minutes go, and that limits how much you play guys like Beck Malenstein, right? So you want that fourth line to be able to do what it did for you last night. So they have a little bit of runway. You know, Zucker maybe by the weekend,
yep.
Lindy Ruff said. Norris is a little bit farther out. And Kulik farther than that. Benson, we're not really sure.
Right.
He's still in that walking boot. So they do have a little bit of runway. You can see how Ausland and Roseanne do, but the way they're playing right now, I'd have a hard time taking them out, especially what they're giving you on the power play.
Well, we've been talking about the 20 years, you know, reunion of the 05-06 season, but I do recall, like, when Dumont went down with an injury and Briere had an injury, and obviously Lee, you know, there was some guys that missed. It opened the door for Pominville and Roy and Gostad to play bigger minutes. And by halfway in the season, they're like, well, these guys aren't going anywhere. Like, we're better with them. And unfortunately, other guys will, you know, either get traded, put on waivers, send down. So I personally would not be moving Dunn, Kozak, Ausland, and Roseanne. I think that those four make the team better. So if Norris comes back, Kulik comes back, Benson comes back, Danforth down the road, whatever. Like, that's 4 new guys coming in, and these 4 guys are not coming out. I think there's some decisions that will have to be made with guys that have had maybe a roster spot in the past. But
so at minimum, are both of you moving off of the 3-goalie situation
that has to
be accommodate for current? Yeah,
that has to be the first domino to fall, I think, and then Geertsen comes in after that.
That's
for me.
2 spots,
and then, to your point, you might have to think about a trade, or you might have to think about, look, it's not necessarily the ideal problem because you're betting on young guys to continue this. And we've seen it for a few weeks, but these are still developing players. So can they keep it up? Particularly in Ausland and Roseanne's case, I think it's more of a question because of their size, you know, whether they can hold up to the physical demands.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the bigger thing with Ausland and Roseanne is that, like, Ausland was a fourth line guy yesterday, but he's on the top power play. So if you say we got to keep him in his fourth line with Norris and Kulik and Zucker and Benson back, like, does he have power play minutes? Like, that's
no.
The day. Probably not.
Presumably
so then,
no. Yeah.
So, okay, so I would think that maybe for an Ausland, if you play fourth line minutes and no power play, it's probably not the best situation for him.
It's better off to be on the top line in Rochester playing on the power play. But you get to that point and you think that is the easy thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, these guys don't have to pass through waivers.
Yeah.
So you could put them down and kind of let them cook that way. It's good depth to have. I think to your point, you know, about that team you played on, like, guys in the room know who should be playing. And they know who's helping them win. And I think these guys are giving them more than really anybody could have expected at
this
point.
So how do you alleviate the goalie situation? Who are you moving? What are you doing?
I think my first instinct would be to see if there's a trade partner for Luukkonen.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to that because you have not just a logjam right now, but you have a logjam in the future with Devon Levi. And so eventually you are going to have to make that decision no matter what. And I recognize that he's the one with the contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that might make it a little trickier to move them too, unless you know, retain some money on that. But the two guys that are going right now are Lyon and Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most the two guys that Lindy Ruff seems to trust the most. And so that would be my instinct. The question is, can you find a trade partner? And that feels like a problem that has snuck up on them quicker than anticipated when they signed that contract, for sure. Because I think they always knew, you know, the Devon Levi, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, you know, decision might be coming at some point, but you didn't think it would be coming this soon.
Do you? Like, for me, I read into so many stupid things, and I'm like, what about, like, the fact that Lion hasn't dressed in the last few games, it's like, what does that mean? Like, you're dressing Luukkonen as your backup, and that's after Lion was pulled in Colorado after 2 goals in 6 minutes, and Lindy Ruff said, no, that wasn't on him at all, but he's so, he hasn't dressed since. I'm like, is there maybe more of a market for an Alex Lyon out there, a team that's in, I'll take the veteran, the guy that is established, lesser of a contract, as opposed to the Luukkonen with the still question mark and the bigger ticket?
I mean, I think you could find a quicker trade, for sure. I mean, at 1.5 and the track record that Lyon has, I don't think you can afford to move off of him the way he played earlier in the year. And this feels to me like he's getting a legitimate rest for the first time all year after he was probably overworked. But it's good, a good thought on your point, because I did notice, you know, that he's not dressing for a few games, and he seems fine at practice. He's moving around okay, and he's in good spirits. So no reason to think there's anything there.
As a guy that did the no dressing, it absolutely is terrible. Like, I want to be in the locker room. I want to be in warm up. I want to be in the locker room. I want to listen to what coach is saying. Like, when you're on the press box for a game, it's maybe okay. Two, and like, wow, I want that feel. And I think that for we talked to Alex Lyon, and he would never say it, but I think it's got to be like, I want to dress. I want to be there. And so that's the thing.
The other thing here, the trade option has to be on the front burner, because in my opinion, there's no risk in making this deal, because you still have Devon Levi. It's not like you're not going to be left exposed, like, hey, make the trade, then all of a sudden somebody gets hurt, and then you're like, ah, shouldn't have made the trade.
You're not the Cleveland Browns that need to play five quarterbacks in 8 games. Like, that's not what it is.
Do you agree?
You have depth, but I do think there's a drop-off. I think, you know, Devon Levi has had a couple of rough games in Rochester. Georgiev had a rough preseason at times. So the other interesting thing, like, to your point, Marty, you can read into everything, right? Colton Ellis is getting these games. It's like everybody's getting a pretty good look at him around the league, right? So there's, you know, but...
And I've been told St. Louis is pretty upset in losing him. So this
was
not...
I can understand, like, when he had... But they did have Bennington and Hofer, and their depth was Colton Ellis, and they lost him because of waivers, and that's why that's in place. But he didn't skate this morning, right? Colton Ellis wasn't on the ice. Maybe a day of maintenance rest, and you go back tomorrow. Maybe it's, listen, today, tomorrow, you're resting and get ready for Friday. Like, I'm having a hard time reading it, because there's that added, like, third wheel that keeps coming into my picture, and that's tough.
I try to cut through to Lindy Ruff and think about this from his perspective, because he badly wants to get this right, right? He badly wants to get this team into the playoffs. And when I think about it, who is he trusting the most? Who does he want? Who does he trust tonight? But who does he trust for the rest of the season? I think it's Ellis and Lyon, because in part of the injury that Luukkonen had. And Lindy Ruff mentioned it. He's like, we don't really know. Like, what if this pops back up again? And so trading Luukkonen would be somewhat risky and somewhat difficult to do, probably. But it also opens up some cap space, which, interesting enough, with all the injuries they've had, they're kind of up against it because they're carrying so many more players than they normally would because of injuries. So the cap space might come in handy if you're trying to make a move to make this roster better.
So which forward is the first to go back to Rochester?
Probably Hosslin, maybe.
I was going to say Mason Gertsen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, him. He never went. So when you say back.
Oh, see, he's a word guy.
Master of the words.
He's a word guy. I don't listen half the
Geertsen
time.
Geertsen would be first for me.
Gosh, but, we have a listener on this show finally.
But it's overrated. If somebody's going back, I think your point about Osland and the power play, if he were to get crowded out by Norris, then I could see that happening. Yeah. But
it probably would be between him and Dunn, I would think, at this moment.
Depends who gets back first, I guess, right? And what role and how quickly they envision for both Zucker and Norris. But Benson, you would think, wouldn't be too much longer. But these injuries, these illnesses, they've been a big mystery. And who knows? I mean, you need the depth. Somebody else will go down at some point that you need to call somebody up. And there may be a trade out there that we're not thinking of, right, with one of these other forwards.
Yeah, Matthew, thank you. Great to see you today.
Thanks for having me.
Best of the holiday season.
Yeah,
and
that was awesome.
We'll look forward to having Matthew back on the show here. He's from The Athletic. Check out all his daily, consistent, awesome work at The Athletic. And we will give you a practice update. Sabres are skating today. When we come back, also busy, busy times around the NHL. Great slate. A lot of dazzled and disturbed moments. Stay with us.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Your child's hockey journey starts here. Our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. You can upgrade to Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. It's a wonderful program, and some would say a nice problem to have.
Nice problem to have, yes. I totally agree. It's a great program.
I'll tell you what. This is...
Words mean something.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Like what?
Well, great. This being overused.
We're off to a great start.
Overused, great.
Practice update falls into the category of newsworthy when it comes to Norris and Zucker being out there. They're in non-contact jerseys,
yes,
but continuing to work their way closer to a return. Greenway not in the mix today, as he and Colton Ellis, perhaps along with Matthias Samuelsson, taking maintenance days. We'll get clarification from the coach on that.
Yeah, and I would think, like, for Colton Ellis especially, this has been three games in a week. You know, there's a lot more hockey to be played this week. They're all home, so you could basically ride the guy for all the next three. Like, it's every other day. It feels like almost like a playoff schedule, but you're doing it at home for four straight games. So that, it could happen. So maybe you're trying to give him a little bit of a rest today. And also, they had the day off on Sunday, right? And then, so they played Saturday, day off Sunday, play Monday. He reacted well after a day off. So maybe you're saying, hey, you know what? Like, let's just keep that same routine. He talked postgame yesterday about his routine and his preparation and trusting that. Mm-hmm. So maybe the fact that that worked well, you continue on the same way.
Amherst, by the way, had a couple of consecutive wins on the weekend, so that has them in a pretty good spot.
Second in that division?
No, tied for top unless
tied
something changed
top.
Last night.
Wow.
Yeah, tied with Laval. The Rocket are 10-5. The Amherst are 10-6. And, you know, it was, again, the Kuntars, the Fiddler Schultz, the Jagger Joshuas, you know, in front of first Laninen in goal on Friday, and then Levi on the Saturday game. And there's a really, really great resilience from that group right now. No matter how big some of the game deficits are or some of the goals against and things like that. I think their defense corps has obviously got a lot more to give. And we've seen, you know, Jones come up. We've seen Metsä come up. Yeah. They don't always get time here, but it's a significant loss to the Amherst blue line in those situations. And I think that offensively there's still more to give from that group. And that it's funny to say that because Metz has been productive when there, and Jones has been wildly productive.
Yeah.
But I do think there's more to come from Komarov and Johnson specifically. And then you get, you know, the grit of Rathbone has been one of the best sights on that blue line the last year and a half.
Well, I mean, Michael Leone has been really managing this situation well in Rochester, having losing Roseanne and Oslin and Dunn and Kozak and some holes on the blue line. So I think that he's been pushing the right button. You know, last week we talked about the button of Devon Levi that he was pushing and saying it needs to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was better over the weekend. There's still a long way to go. But, you know, him pushing, you talked in the Kuntar and the Joshuas and those type of players, has been really good. And that team, just like the Sabres, could use the call-ups and injuries as an excuse. No, they're not using it. And I don't think the Sabres are either. They realize that it's the NHL. It's not the same when you're dealing with some really important players missing, but at the same time, you can still play a game like last night. You can still play a third period like in Detroit. So those are the buttons that are being pushed in Rochester, and you're starting to see that as well in Buffalo.
Amherst are home on Friday against Bridgeport. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Tomorrow, their game against Lehigh Valley, as they are on the road, can be seen on NHL Network, and of course, all games on Flow Hockey on AHL TV.
Yes.
Sabres, of course, back in action tomorrow, and they will have Calgary coming in. The Flames are at Chicago tonight. Of course, Chicago will be the next opponent for Buffalo after Calgary tomorrow.
These are the best matchups, because one game you get to see both teams you're doing. So I know what I'm watching tonight. I don't have to have multiple screens for that one.
Around the National Hockey League. So the Bruins have lost 2 out of 3, but still have the best run of 10 games in the Eastern Conference at 8-2. I think given how quickly Detroit blew the lead against Buffalo, there might have been a little concern for a dip. They immediately responded and beat the Rangers, and now the Wings are 2-0-1 in the last three.
Yes.
Montreal's lost 4 in a row and 6 out of 7. The Senators,
but they got a point last night.
Right,
they battled
but
back.
They still have lost 6 of 7. Florida, amazing offense. They had 16 guys pick up points in last night's game against Vancouver. We haven't seen that in almost a decade in the NHL. Ottawa continues to get points, 12 of the last 15 games. Tampa has, I don't know what's happened. They've lost 2 of the last 3, and in those 2 losses have given up 13 goals. And then there's Toronto, who after winning 5 of 6 have now lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are without Austin Matthews. He said he's progressing well, but that was on Tuesday when he decided to go after big Nikita Zadorov after he was hit from behind and did not return to the game. GM Brett Treliving met with the media today, and his quote was, "There's too much vanilla in our team right now." He's trying to spark the Toronto Maple Leafs because they are basically with 18 points in the same place that the Sabres are at right now. You can look at the glass half full and say you're 4 points out of a playoff spot, and, you know, 1 week can get you right back there. Or the glass half empty saying, hey, this is not good enough, and we are tied for last in the Eastern Conference. So there's the two sides. I like to go glass half full for everybody, especially for the Sabres, but this is a Leafs team that they got Joseph Woll back. Stolarz has been out. Matthews is out. Tanev is out still for quite a while. So they're dealing with injuries there, too. So is Tampa. So is Florida. So is a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference.
A lot of teams in the Eastern Conference dealing with that. Tonight, St. Louis is in Toronto. And the Blues, of course, have had a miserable run as well, which is 3 wins in their last 13 games. Dennis Gilbert is back in Ottawa. That's not dazzling. That's simply a fact. It was a minor transaction between Ottawa and Philadelphia. What has left you dazzled of late?
Well, I'll say this, and I forgot to let producer Sam know. I was dazzled by the Vancouver Canucks' response against Tampa. They were down 2-0. They scored 6 unanswered over the weekend. And then I thought they were going to do the dazzling sweep of Florida by being down 5-2 yesterday to tie the game 5-5. And I'm thinking, whoa. Like, the Vancouver Canucks are going to just, you know, put up a 6-7-8 spot against Florida after putting a 6 spot on Tampa. They ended up losing 8-5. So, I'm like, there's a little dazzling and disturbed in the Vancouver Canucks and how they responded over the weekend. But I thought it was pretty positive. What has dazzled you and disturbed you?
Well, I mean, the Columbus, again, like, every single team seems to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes.
And they had lost 4 in a row, but that 4-game losing streak has now morphed itself into a 3-0-2 stretch over the last 5 games. And while this was not the shootout winner last night, oh my goodness, Kent Johnson. Oh. Like, you and I had a great opportunity to catch up with old friend John Shannon after the game last night. So I was just watching all of this when I got home raw. Unaffected by a score, didn't know any details, and I yelled when I saw Johnson pull off that shootout move. Eventually, Marchenko gets the winner, and that's what has led Montreal to another loss and 6 in the last 7. But the Jackets do have points in 5 straight, and Kirill Marchenko has matched Nick Suzuki for the longest point streak in the NHL this year. He's at a 12-gamer. But, of course, California guy here. All the late games seemingly have high drama. Kings less so on home ice because they've been road warriors this year. But the Sharks and Ducks. Anaheim last night, less than 5 seconds away from a demoralizing loss on home ice to Utah. The play was miraculously kept alive on the boards. It's funneled to the net. It goes off the post. Kreider couldn't put it home, but Troy Terry was there to jam it in. And then when they get to overtime after this, you know, salvaging it in the last second, they were able to get a stunning goal in which Beckett Seneca plays another huge hand in it. I think he's the most overlooked of the top rookies in the league this year. And, man, oh, man, just great determination by an Anaheim team that was this close to sitting there on 4 straight regulation losses. Instead, they pull it out in the overtime and obviously, you know, get to, you know, where they've been, which is at the top of the division.
Anaheim's been really good. Now, Clayton Keller made a smart play despite the fact that they gave up a goal with 5 seconds left. And this, I don't think enough players are aware of the clock at times in the game. So when Anaheim gained control of the puck on the sidewall, he basically tripped the guy down. Like, he took a... They didn't even call it because it was late and the referees just decided we're not calling it. But he was thinking, I don't care if I trip you and take a penalty. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, score on a face-off with 1 second left?
Yeah.
So he went diving face first like a football, you know, touchdown-saving tackle. But somehow Anaheim still got the puck towards the net and Troy Terry scored. But I love when players, and I think Clayton Keller wouldn't know there's 5 seconds left or 10 seconds left, and I don't care if I take a penalty. I don't care if I grab your stick and I don't let you score or whatever. Because the name of the game is, you know, some people want a rule change where if you take a penalty with 10 seconds left, you still get the full 2 minutes. So the game would extend for a minute 50 because, you know, that allows team to – and I agree with you. Duffer's shaking his head for the radio crew right there. And I agree with you. I just think – be smart with the rules. Yeah. If you know it's down to 10 seconds, it's let's tackle everybody down. I don't care if the referee has his arm up for 5 seconds.
A simpler rule is maybe you're not eligible for overtime. I don't know. It's all stupid. There's no reason to change a rule on a play like that. But
yeah,
hey,
I get that. Just like, what was it, Sidney Crosby and is it?
Well, the Flyers, when they had the misconducts there. And
yeah,
was
it Zegras that they got ejected? Yeah. Both Crosby and Zegras got ejected at the end of overtime. Couldn't partake in the shootout, which they were shoo-in for that.
By the way, Utah, 5 seconds away from that win last night. Now, while they are on a modest point streak of 1-0-2, they actually only have 2 wins in their last 9 games, both came against the Sabres.
Yes.
We have the Sabres Road Crew Party in Nashville. This is going to be our favorite one yet. It's happening on a Monday afternoon, Holiday
sound
Monday.
Sound like the host of The Bachelor. Our favorite season yet.
Sure. January 19th is the date. And then catch, of course, it's a watch party. So the Sabres are going to be in Carolina. Enjoy it with us and fellow alum and Sabres fans in the afternoon of January 19th in Nashville. Sabres and Preds will happen the next night in Nashville. Proceeds support the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at sabres.com/roadcrew. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Three to go on this four-game homestand as part of this run of games in November that will feature Buffalo in Pittsburgh on the eve of Thanksgiving, and then, of course, home to New Jersey on Black Friday. So looking at all of that straight ahead, I would encourage you to find the matchups that work best for you. Build out your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game prices, priority access to playoff ticks, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Just go to sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. NHL tonight, we mentioned St. Louis, Toronto. It's a busy slate. Seattle's been good. They're at Detroit. New Jersey, we haven't even talked about the ridiculous and unfortunate Hughes injury.
Yeah.
You know, they take on Tampa. Islanders might be one of the most exciting teams in the Eastern Conference to watch right now because of Matthew Schaefer. What a tilt they had with Colorado. Came up on the short end the other night. They're in Dallas tonight, so they're playing the two best teams in the NHL, basically, on back-to-back games. And the Rangers are in Vegas, which is great news for the Rangers because they still stink at home. And guess what? Vegas can't win anywhere. They have been awful as far as trying to close out games. They have just 3 wins in their last 11.
And when you look, they've played 18 games this year, and they've only won 8 of them. So they're 8-4-6, which is not bad. But at the same time, you have the roster that the Vegas Golden Knights have put together, and adding Mitch Marner, and you're thinking this is going to go in a different way. It hasn't been there. The Rangers, you're right, they got dominated for the Red Wings, you know, Sunday when we played the Red Wings on Saturday, and they went to New York and dominated the Rangers. Jonathan Quick was fantastic. But 2-1 win by Detroit against the Rangers. Rangers offense, there's something that's not clicking there.
Right, but they're great on the road.
They're great on the road, but yeah. It's still like I'm looking at games and I'm like, there's something not clicking for that group.
It was on this date in 1970, the Sabres' inaugural season, that I probably rejoiced in the womb. I was not yet born, but the Sabres got 44 saves from Roger Crozier as they beat Toronto 7-2 in their first ever head-to-head meeting.
Well, that was when Toronto ended up in the Western Conference, which is weird because they're actually more east than we are, but that's the way it was for many years up until like the late 90s. But that rivalry started back then. With a big performance from Roger Crozier, which, by the way, was great to be in Detroit Saturday because, you know, there's a nice picture of him down by the locker rooms, Conn Smythe Trophy, in a losing cause with the Detroit Red Wings. But he had such a huge impact to the Sabres when they first entered the league.
Happy birthday to a pair of blue liners, Bill Height in the Sabres Hall of Fame and Jacob Bryson on the current roster.
Oh, happy birthday to Jacob Bryson, yes, and Bill Height. This is like Brady Shea, one of those last names that you don't know how to say it until you get the hang of it. You're like, it's easy, it's Height.
It is Height, and he was plus 320. Those were not gambling odds. That was his career plus minus. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.